Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Sam Smith on Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader this Tuesday morning. And hey, Reader, did you know that pepperoni is a type of salami, but salami isn't a type of pepperoni?
That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, okay. So I was reading because I wanted to talk Pizza Monday because, of course, yesterday we got a bunch of people entering in for Pizza Monday. So today we will announce that winner. Did you know that there was a difference between pepperoni and salami? Because I was thinking to myself about pizza and I thought a lot of people love getting meat on pizza, but I never knew the difference between pepperoni and salami. Do you?
I just thought they were different versions of sausage.
Yeah, so it turns out that pepperoni is an American version of salami. So salami comes from Italy and it is the certain type of thing, et cetera, et cetera. Well, pepperoni is the American version because it uses different spices. That's all it comes down to. It's just the cured meat. And the way it's spiced determines your pepperonis and your salami. So when you get a pepperoni and salami pizza from Domino's in Yorkton, you're actually getting double the salami, even though half of it's pepperoni.
I see.
Yeah, you combining what I'm swapping?
I think I'm getting it.
That's pretty cool, right? It's almost as cool as winning a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. So big ups to everybody who sent us their text entries yesterday with Eddie Q while he was filling in for the mornings. And we're going to have that winner today, every single Monday. You guys can win with Pizza Monday, so do not forget, get ready to text us on Monday morning with that keyword to win a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. You could get pepperoni, you can get salami, which is technically double salami, but that's semantics. The most important thing is you're going to be winning some free pizza if you text those entries on Pizza Monday.
Nick and Reader are crowdfunding to make their all drum and trumpet album.
Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
Please don't donate. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
St. John on Fox FM, Tuesday morning. Nick and Reader hanging with you. Yesterday was a warm one, Reader. What did the temperature get up to that you remembered yesterday? I saw like plus five, I think.
I think plus four was the highest I saw, but I'm not sure off the top of my head.
It was nice.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, it's still nice this morning, looking at minus seven right now, and it's going to be warming up to about minus one for today. Reader, so with warm temperatures comes one of my favorite things this time of year. Have you seen a short sky yet?
Actually, the last short sky I saw was during the cold snap.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a rare short sky.
When it was like minus 40 some with the wind chill, and I saw a guy in Saskatoon actually walking around in shorts.
There's
thinking,
always
come on.
Yeah, like short skies, just chill. It's still winter. You know?
I know it's all mind over matter and stuff, but be real.
But see, is it though? Because I don't know. Would you wear nothing but a t-shirt when you're walking around in the winter?
No, I would not.
Yeah, so if you're not going to have bare arms, why would you bare legs? Shorts, guys, always beyond me. I still don't understand. Like, around this time, yeah, it makes sense, because yesterday it was very warm. I was surprised I didn't see any shorts guys walking out about, because I went out for a long walk yesterday. I thought, oh, you know, let's go see how the weather's doing, and I want to see what part of the roads are melting, and yeah. No shorts guys.
No shorts guys.
Who knows? It's minus one today. There might be some shorts guys.
Might see the odd one.
Yeah, if you can spot one, hey, maybe text a picture or something to us. 306-783-3699. Don't text and drive.
Nick and Reader are on the red carpets for this year's award shows.
Reader spilled some marinara sauce.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Jonas Brothers. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM on a Tuesday morning. It's Nick and Reader hanging with you here. Reader. We're almost at the end of February, so that means March is on the way.
That's right.
And I was thinking about March, and I was thinking that March needs a candy holiday.
Ah.
Because February 14th, we got Valentine's Day, right? A lot of people have chocolates and candies, et cetera, et cetera. We have, you know, in April, we've got Easter. A lot of people have chocolates and candies, et cetera. March doesn't have a candy holiday. Yeah, right? I was trying to think. I was racking my brain trying to think what days could we use for a candy holiday, and I prepared something here.
Okay.
So I thought I got a list of some holidays that are happening in March, and I just need you to pick what candy you would eat on that holiday. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Starting off March 3rd, World Wildlife Day.
Chocolate bunnies. You can get them in the stores now.
They're already in the stores. Smart. March 6th, National Dentist Day.
Oh. Jawbreakers.
Nice.
They keep our dentists busy.
March 7th, National Cereal Day.
Oh, Fruit Loops. My favorites.
The candy, though?
Okay, Lucky Charms.
That's more like
it.
March 10th, Mario Day.
Ooh. Somehow combining candy and mushrooms.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mario and mushrooms.
March 14th, of course, Daylight Savings Time.
Double caffeinated cola.
Okay, I was thinking,
Do they still make Jolt?
Maybe. They should.
I know there's... Is it Coke with extra caffeine? I thought I saw some somewhere.
Something like that. It's already making my heart beat faster than it should. March 17th, of course, St. Patrick's Day. Or
maybe a shamrock shake?
Sure, yeah. March 19th, Poultry Day.
Oh. Marshmallow Peeps.
Oh, that's so perfect. And finally, for the 20th of March, what kind of candy are we going to eat during the spring equinox?
Oh, gosh. You got me on that one.
Well, we don't know what the candy holidays in March should be, but you might know. What candy would you eat during those holidays? Did we miss a holiday in March? Let us know. Either way, call or text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Taylor Swift's Cardigan, Fox FM, more hits and more favorites. We got a text on the text line, Reader. Somebody suggested blue whales for a March candy for the holidays.
Nice.
March. Yeah.
That could go for Wildlife Day, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Reader, speaking of things that taste good, I want to talk about something that smells good, because you mentioned something this morning, and I just love it.
Ah, yeah, I got myself a big bottle of liquid soap to refill my soap dispenser in my bathroom, and it's a citrus. It's like green, and it's a citrusy kind of soap. And every time I wash my hands, I end up smelling my hands repeatedly because it smells like iced tea.
Oh, no way.
It smells like I'm washing my hands with iced tea, and I love it.
When I was a kid, my grandparents had like one of those rotating pantry things in their kitchen, and that's where they kept the Nestle chocolate mix. Ah. But they also had like that big tube of
The big Good Host iced tea.
And I just remember vividly just opening it up and getting like that the iced tea dust smell kind of thing. So it smells like that?
Pretty much, yeah.
I have to go get some of that. I need and I want good smelling soaps because, like, I feel like there are certain businesses in town here where I bring my own sanitizer just because theirs doesn't smell quite right. You know what I mean? Like, smell is a big thing for me. So it starts at the soap, and I guess I'm jealous of your iced tea soap. Maybe, like, get, like, a little travel bottle for me or something. How about that?
I could maybe do that.
Nick and Reader are so excited, and they just can't hide it. That's why they're never invited to any surprise parties. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Tegan and Sarah, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reiner on a just about said Monday.
Yeah,
it is definitely Tuesday morning. And we have got Michelle on the line from Everyday Heroes because the 4th Annual Women's Summit series of webinars is on the way. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So, Everyday Heroes webinars are coming up. For those of our listeners out there that may be unfamiliar with the Everyday Heroes, can you tell us about what you guys do?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit group here in New Yorkton, ran and organized by female entrepreneurs. And our goal is to celebrate and empower women through knowledge, grow strong communities and relationships through promoting networking events, and to support other local female entrepreneurs in the Parkland area. So kind of the idea behind our name was that we found women are basically the everyday heroes in the lives of many people, and women work hard every day to keep their families going, keep their careers moving, and to support as many people as they can around them. So we really want to provide events that empower and educate and help build strong women, and then they in turn build strong families and strong communities. So this year we have our fourth annual Women's Summit, which unfortunately we have had to do a little bit differently. Normally we'd be doing a luncheon and a kind of whole day event in person, but this year we've got webinars scheduled throughout the month of March, starting on March 8th with our kickoff event in conjunction with International Women's Day. And then they take place every Monday and Wednesday after that at 7 p.m. They're half-hour webinars. They're free for anyone who registers. And they're put on and presented by local female business owners and entrepreneurs here in Yorkton.
And the really cool thing about this, there is all kinds of topics being addressed. It's not just business, though. There's talks about setting goals and health and wellness and life planning and a lot of different areas that are being touched upon.
Yeah, so as I said, our first presentation is being put on by our city councilor, Randy Golden, as an International Women's Day celebration and kind of pushing us to choose to challenge in 2021. And then from there, we've got a webinar about online blogs and marketing. We have some estate planning 101, and that one is one of the ones that I'm putting on as an associate lawyer with the Leland Campbell Kondratoff Persick firm here in Yorkton. Then there's five money questions for women. Dental care is self-care, getting quality sleep, and a webinar about compression socks, not being for granny anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many awesome webinars that are going to be hosted by local female entrepreneurs and community leaders here in our listening area. You mentioned, of course, with the public health guidelines and all that, you are switching to webinars. So if somebody was interested in watching these webinars, you said that they're free, but do they have to register?
Yeah. So if they want to register or are interested in finding out more information, I'd suggest they check us out on Facebook at Everyday Heroes Yorkton or on Instagram at Women of YQV. And on both those platforms, we've got details and links to a website where they can click and, like I said, get details about the events and register for as many or as few as they like.
Absolutely. It all starts on March 8th for International Women's Day. You can catch a webinar starting at 7 p.m. If you want more information, you can always head to the Everyday Heroes Yorkton Facebook page. Michelle, I'm very much excited for these webinars. There's going to be a lot of great things happening throughout the month of March. And I want to say a big thank you for coming on the show to tell us a little bit more about Everyday Heroes.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have yourself a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Nick and Reader plan on buying snowmobiles.
They've saved up enough money to buy, well, the helmets.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
24K Golden, Fox FM. It's Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day, Reader. Speaking of today, yesterday, of course, was pretty warm, right?
Yeah.
I actually visited, I was doing some errands yesterday, and one of my favorite stores, the owner, he's a huge snowmobile person. So yeah. I wasn't expecting him to be in the store yesterday, and sure enough, he had somebody to fill in for him while he was out hitting the trail. So safe to say, probably a lot of people out there taking advantage of the nice mild weather and the snow on the ground for some snowmobiling.
Yeah.
And they still got some time to donate for Snowarama 2021.
That's right. There is still time to hit the trails. You have until the 27th, of course. You raise that minimum $99 pledge, and you can go out and ride the trails all you want between now and the 27th and help raise money to help send kids to Camp Easter Seal.
Yeah, and riders get a lot of awesome incentives while they're raising money for pledging. And if you want to make some donations yourself, all you got to do is check out snowarama.ca.
So easy.
Yeah, so if you see some snowmobiles out there enjoying the trails, because it is getting a little bit warm out there. In fact, I was actually I was going to head out to Kenora and back, you know, as you do. And there was a couple dudes in the ditch. So nice. Also, hey, be careful too. There's going to be some riders out there in the ditch, and just be extra careful if you see somebody on a snowmobile. Be sure that you are aware of them too. So, snowarama.ca, go check it out. You got until Saturday.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. Like that.